now that this has been officially approved by all four counties, mm-hmm. what's next?
Well, this doesn't take an effect until the next term starts, which will be July 1st, 2015. So technically how this works, from my understanding, is that all the resolutions that are passed will be sent to the State Board of Elections, which then they're the ones who officially create the new region. Because they're the ones who, that's where we take our petitions out for our term coming in. We're being the election of fall of 2014. So that's the next step, as far as I know. That's
how the person who will be the superintendent, the regional superintendent, will be chosen by election.
Correct.
In, did you say, November of
2014? Yeah, exactly. The new region will be... The election for the new region will November of 2014. So the person takes petitions out fall of 2013. And the primary is in the spring of 2014, and then the general election is in fall of 2014.
So this would be a partisan position. You don't have to run as a Republican or Democrat.
Correct, they always are, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And between now and then, things just continue as they currently are?
Correct, yep. We have two more years of the current situation until the next term is in effect. So,
do you see yourself running for the?
I'm not going to make any formal announcement yet of that. I mean, Dave and I still got to do a lot of discussions, we have no idea who else might take out a petition, really. So, I'll make an announcement later about how what will happen. Nothing right now.
So the services will pretty much stay the mm-hmm. same until...
Yeah, the services will all be exactly the same right now. There's still a Fulton Schuyler regional office, and there is still a Hancock McDonald regional office. The idea why we thought that the two offices would be a great marriage, a great consolidation, was because we do so many things together anyway. The Special Education Cooperative, which is housed in our office here in Macomb, which covers all our four counties. The Vocational Cooperative, which covers all four counties, is also housed in our office here in Macomb, which we're the fiscal agent of. We do all our monthly meetings, our superintendent meetings, all those board meetings all happen together. All two offices do that together every month. A number of grant programs that are housed out of my office cover his two counties as well. So really, we feel that this would have been the least amount of impact and any interruption of services, that if we went together, it would pretty much be little to no difference of any services. So that's what we thought this would be the best way. And it meets the law. I mean, we have to be above 61,000. Both our regions are below, and now we'll be this new region will be above it, and we'll meet the statute. So.
Do you have any feel for how things might change once this consolidation is completed?
That's hard to project. We had a lot of discussion about that in the committees here in McDonough County. It's really hard to project. As we talked about earlier, a lot of the services that we have, we've already been doing together anyway, so we don't feel there will be much changes. There'll be some basic efficiency change. I mean, there's only going to be one regional superintendent, and there's only going to be one assistant. Versus now, there's two. I mean, there's one for Fulton Scott and one for here. So that's going to change. There'll be essentially one less administrators per the region. And our square mileage is going to double, and our amount of schools is going to double. So our duties are going to be a lot more duties under one entity instead of two. So
that's sort of what the state was looking for in terms of fewer administrators, I guess, right?
That was pretty much how it worked. They wanted to go from 44 to 35, and really they were only cut 9 or 18 salaries. The amount of savings was pretty minimal, to be honest with you. But that was the deal they made last year when they passed the bill.
One quick thing as far as the budgeting goes, I remember you mentioning last week how the counties are going to share that percentage-wise of the responsibility. How is that going to work?
Well, statutorily how it works is there's a formula in the statute that breaks out this percentage split of our entity's budget. And what we did statutorily, there was going to be overly burdensome on a couple counties. So what they did is they agreed on an intergovernment agreement to set that percentage amount that will be different than what is laid out in statute. That will be essentially it's appeasing to all four counties. There's going to be a each county essentially is going to save a little bit of money on their budget. And they, the more important thing is they know exactly what that number is going to be 2 years from now. That is something that's very difficult to project. But that agreement is going to – the county board chairman came together and put a great agreement together, and it was very appealing to each county. So that, yeah, that, the statutory breakout is laid out in statute, but the intergovernment agreement is going to supersede that.